She likes to ride her bike. She rides her bike a lot. And she just got a new kind of bike. You know what I mean about that?
How's our time, Emily? We're almost there.
Yeah, in town.
Is it working?
You can see robotics here is really slow.
Okay.
Without your helmet, you can do a lot different than just have to protect
what you have. So what time do you have?
I guess my watch is 4:58.
Okay. You know, it just was at that point. Why is that? She crashed it on her.
I'd support that.
Are you okay?
Hey, Rob. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Nothing good.
How's your boy?
That's okay.
Not Tuesdays. No, we have to mention something.
Chairperson of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors, and we are really glad to have you here so that we can recognize our many community partners. First of all, a few housekeeping things. Restrooms are right outside here. Feel free to avail yourself of them as you should need. We're going to do everybody in alphabetical order here, so if you are sitting in a place where you need, know you're going to need to get out, you might want to think about that. Before we get into the details, we want to mention that today's event was catered by the Shelter House Culinary Starts Program, so let's give them a nice round of applause. Also, Lizzie Vrieslar of Iowa City made the cupcakes, and using eggs from Rosie and Payne at Half Moon Kennels in Tiffin. And by the way, Lizzie's one of our deputies, so let's give her a round of applause. There's plenty of food left out there, so please, when we're done here, have some more food, take some home, whatever, because we got nothing to do with it. So every year, the Board of Supervisors directs funding to social service agencies, libraries, economic development groups, and community projects. For fiscal year 2017, which begins on July 1st, the Board has invested more than $2 million in our community partners. An additional $60,000 was awarded to 9 organizations in the current fiscal year for emergency or innovative projects. And also in fiscal year 2017, the board is investing $600,000 to address the need for affordable housing in Johnson County. Today's event gives the board an opportunity to recognize and thank all the different organizations that receive county funds. More importantly, it allows the public to understand the county's investment in Johnson County's quality of life. Now we are going to recognize each of the individual organizations. When we announce the name of your organization, we would like any representatives that are here to come forward and accept your certificate. It doesn't have to be just one person. If you've got 2 or 3, bring them on up. Then if you step over in front of the big check, and my favorite thing about this is the big check. So Ted McMahon-like. But if you'll step over in front of the big check, we'll take a photo and make sure that you get a copy of that if you want one. Then we'll kind of rotate around and each of the supervisors will read some of the names and join in some of the photos. So if folks wouldn't mind, let's just hold all the applause for everybody until the end. Because there's a lot to clap for here, we'll just do it all at the end if that's all right with everybody. Without any further ado then, the first recipient we have is 4C's Community Coordinated Child Care. 4C's is receiving $87,800. 4C's promotes quality child care in Johnson County by providing professional development and supports child care programs, including the food program. 4C's provides the child care program and operates Home Ties, a child care program for families that are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And 4C's is also receiving an emergency or innovative flexible funding award. This is $4,500 that is allowing them to upgrade their IT equipment with a new network server. Okay, the next agency is Aging Services Incorporated. Aging Services is the new name for Pentacrest Pathways Adult Day Care Center. They provide adult day health services for adults who experience physical or psychological challenges. They also offer a special care unit where individuals with dementia and other brain disorders receive specialized care designed specifically for their needs. And that is a check is in the amount of $10,000 per spot. Next is the ARC of Southeast Iowa. The ARC provides advocacy and an array of services to children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families, and this is a $1,000 grant. Next, we have Big Brothers Big Sisters of Johnson County. Big Brothers Big Sisters has provided one-to-one mentoring services to local area youth ages 10 to 17 for the past 37 years. Big Brothers Big Sisters also offers some group programming, and they will be receiving a check for $45,000.
Thank you for a bus.
Next is the Crisis Center of Johnson County. We actually have three different awards here. The Crisis Center provides counseling, suicide prevention, intervention, and information and referral. They also offer emergency financial assistance for needs such as housing, utilities, and medications. That is regular award is $46,800. Then the Crisis Center of Johnson County Food Bank is receiving $42,700 specifically to provide supplemental food assistance to Johnson County families who are food insecure. And then the Crisis Center also received a flexible funding award in the amount of $11,000 for a collective purchase of food for several different Johnson County food pantries. Next, we have the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, who is receiving two awards. The regular award, $66,000, and this is for DVIP to serve victims of domestic abuse, their children, and non-offending family members. Services include a 24-hour hotline, shelter and advocacy services, peer counseling, and transitional housing. DVIP also received a Flux Funding Award of $7,000, and this is used to replace windows and doors at the shelter. Next is Elder Services. Elder Services is also receiving two awards. Elder Services, the basic award is $50,000, and that is to offer a variety of programs that allow aging individuals to remain in their homes. These services include nutrition programs, community dining, meals on wheels, home assistance, medical transportation, case management, resource and referral. Elder Services also received a Flex Funding grant, and that is for $4,000 to support the SAFE-T program, which is Spotting Aging Financial Exploitation Training. And Elder Services will be developing that curriculum. And I just hit the end of my page. So we'll rotate here.
Thank you all for being here. I'm Janelle Rudding. I'm Vice Chair of the Board this year. My first one to tell you about, it's Thin the Drain Foundation, known around town as Uptown Bills. Uptown Bills offers employment and micro-enterprise opportunities for individuals with disabilities. They operate Uptown Bills Coffee Shop and Vintage Shop along with the Community Center. This award is for $2,000. The next award is for Four Oaks. Four Oaks PAL program, Pursuing Adventures and Learning, serves children ages 5 through 12 who have mental health diagnosis and behavioral disorders. PAL is licensed by the state as a special needs daycare. This award is for $20,000. The next award is to the Free Lunch Program. The Free Lunch Program provides a noon meal Monday through Saturday, year-round, except for Thanksgiving, to whoever comes in to dine. They serve up to 165 meals per day. This award is for $2,000.
Thank you.
The next award is to Grow Johnson County. This year, Grow Johnson County started growing vegetables at the Johnson County Pork Farm property. The produce will be distributed to food insecure residents of the county. Grow Johnson County is partnering with numerous community organizations on this exciting new project. The award is for $16,000. And they need volunteers, so Google that and you can volunteer. I think a lot of these agencies need volunteers, but this one you get to be outside. The next award is to Hawkeye Area Community Action Program. HACAP Head Start is a leader in providing early childhood services to children ages 3 to 5. Head Start prepares children who are ready for school and families that are ready to support their individuals' learning. This award is for $10,000. Housing Trust Fund of Johnson County. The Housing Trust Fund awards funding to affordable housing projects that will benefit low to moderate income households. County funding allows Trust Fund to increase its revolving loan fund, which allows it to create more affordable housing in Johnson County. This is for their annual expenses of $24,000. Next up is Iowa City Area Development Group, known around town as ICAN. ICAN Group helps expand the tax base in Johnson County by providing economic development assistance to interstate commerce companies. This award is for $52,500. The next award goes to the Iowa City Free Medical and Dental Clinic. Free Med increases access to health care for uninsured and underinsured individuals. Case management, medications, and lab services are available on site. This award is for $105,000. The next award is for the Iowa City Johnson County Senior Center. The center promotes optimal aging among older adults through programs and services that support wellness, social interaction, community engagement, and intellectual growth. This award is for $59,224. The $24, that's really important. I'm now forgetting why we ended up with that number. The next award is the Iowa City UNESCO City of Literature. Iowa City was designated as the UNESCO City of Literature in 2008 and remains just one of 20 in the world. The managing organization promotes the area's literary assets and heritage, interacts with other UNESCO designated cities, and offers programming that seeks to capitalize on and enhance the area's literary culture. Programs include One Book, Two Book Festival, the Iowa City Book Festival, and Music Iowa City. This award is for $3,500. Next award is to the Iowa State Extension, which received flexible funding in fiscal year 2016. Iowa State Extension partnered with Johnson County Social Services to provide 40 scholarships for nonprofit staff from our partner organizations to attend the Extension's Nonprofit Management Academy. The Academy offers a range of professional development training opportunities. This award was for $3,000. And it's Mike's turn.
I'm just gonna take this check.
I'm Mike Carter. The next award is the Johnson County Agricultural Association. The Johnson County Ag Association maintains and rents the Johnson County Fairgrounds and facilities to the community. Grant funding from Johnson County supports the Johnson County Fair, which showcases area 4-H and FFA youth and keeps the fair free for the community. The fairgrounds also serves as an emergency evacuation center during the crisis. This year, the board also is pleased to offer one-time funding of $50,000 to the Ag Association to undergo several improvements that will prepare the fairgrounds for the Cyclocross World Cup Bicycle Race. Johnson County and Las Vegas are the only North American sites selected for this international event. Cyclocross will be in Johnson County on September 24th of this year. So they're receiving $95,000 and then the additional of $50,000. The Johnson County Historical Society is receiving an award of $21,000. The Johnson County Historical Society serves the public by furthering the appreciation of the historical and cultural heritage of Johnson County through education, preservation, and interpretation. That award again is $21,000. Johnson County Livable Community, an initiative of the Board of Supervisors. Johnson County Livable Community partners with businesses, organizations, professionals, and volunteers to address and facilitate personal independence and active social engagement for senior residents, action teams, and work groups, assist and promote successful aging for all. And this award is for $20,000. KICI Radio, a project of Extend the Dream Foundation. This new project is one way for the Extend the Dream Foundation to provide opportunities for people of all abilities. KICI Radio has received a broadcasting license from the FCC, and this will help the cost of the engineering and equipment to get the station on the air. This award is for $4,000. The next award goes to the Neighborhood Centers of Johnson County. Neighborhood Centers of Johnson County provide a variety of after-school programs, including participation in sports leagues and academic programming. They also provide family events, parenting workshops, and home visits. This award is for $74,000. Neighborhood Centers has also received flexible funding in the fiscal year 2016. This funding goes towards purchasing a van for transporting program participants to activities. This additional flex funding was in the amount of $15,000. North Liberty Community Pantry received flexible funding in fiscal year 2016. This funding was used to purchase shelf-stable milk and protein, which are high-need items. Because of limited storage facilities, shelf-stable products allow the pantry to ensure that they have those items needed available on a regular basis, and this funding was for $3,000. Prelude Behavioral Services. Prelude provides a continuum of programs and services for the treatment and prevention of substance abuse, mental health, and other behavioral health concerns. And this award is in the amount of $225,000. The next award is for the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. Our VAP provides confidential, accessible support and advocacy to victims and survivors of sexual abuse and their partners, friends, and family members. Our VAP works to create a community free from sexual violence by providing education and prevention and by promoting social change. This award is in the amount of $17,000.
Hello, I'm Lisa Green Douglas. The next award is for Rural Health and Safety Clinic of Greater Johnson County. The Rural Health and Safety Clinic's mission is to improve the quality of life for rural Iowans by providing answers to questions and solutions to problems, especially related to health and safety concerns. The award is for $10,000. The next two are for Shelter House. The Shelter House encourages self-sufficiency while providing shelter and basic and transitional resources to any person in the community who is homeless. Shelter House operates a 70-bed shelter in addition to providing housing for veterans and adults with mental illness. The award is for $65,000, and they also received $15,000 for a winter shelter. Winter shelter is available to homeless individuals who cannot stay at Shelter House because of alcohol or drug use. The facility operates during the coldest months, which are dangerous for homeless individuals. And our next one is for Table to Table. Table to Table is Iowa's original food rescue organization. Its mission is to keep wholesome food from going to waste by collecting it from donors and distributing it to those in need through area agencies that serve the hungry, homeless, and at-risk population in Johnson County. The first award is for $25,000, and the second award for $8,000 will help them to purchase a van, which is part of their program, given their lifeblood. And next we have United Action Toward Youth. UAY provides a variety of youth and family development programs that nourish the potential for youth to create, grow, and lead. I said that a lot. To create, grow, and lead. UAY also operates the Youth Center in downtown Iowa City, and the award is for $106,000. And they also received flex funding that they will use in their LGBTQ programming, and that will be for $4,000. Next, we have the Visiting Nurse Association. The mission of VNA is to improve quality of life by assisting individuals and families to achieve the highest level of health and independent living possible. And it's for $104,000.
It's good to see you.
And next we have Workplace Learning Connection. Workplace Learning Connection connects students to high quality, age appropriate career exploration activities with local employers. And it's for $6,500. And now it's Pat's turn.
Okay, this is the libraries. First is the Corbel Public Library for $103,332. Okay, next is Iowa City Public Library for $429,044.
I'm coming with gifts.
Oh, my dog's going to love that.
So every year the public libraries of Johnson County have a booth at the Johnson County Fair. And so this year, the theme of the fair is the fun starts here. We'll be giving away Frisbees, so come see us at the fair. And so on behalf of the public libraries of Johnson County, everybody gets a
sure not under $200.
We can afford more than that.
Thank you so much.
There you go. My dog won't be so mad at me. Sorry, I'm forgetting my news.
Perfect. This is Lone Tree Community Library. Okay, next is North Liberty Community Library, $27,113. Next is the Oxford Public Library for $7,000. Solon Public Library, $119,543.
It's been so long.
Where are you?
Swisher Library, $11,000. Devin, Springmeyer Community Library, $2,000. The total for the libraries is $2,245,057.
Right? Just to clarify, the libraries are 701. We don't want them to think they're walking out of here with three times 21. 701,033 for the libraries. The grant total for all the organizations that were represented here today, $2,245,057. Thing here is not that there is county money going to these organizations, but it's just that these organizations are able to do so much with what really is such a small amount of money. I think the folks in this room are really an amazing, amazing group of people who do amazing work and often don't get enough thanks. So how about one more round of applause? And we had just one final award that we wanted to give. For the first time ever, Johnson County has put a significant amount of money into affordable housing. And we have a separate check for this, and we would really like to ask the Reverend Bob Welch to come forward, if he would. Bob has been an advocate for housing in Johnson County literally since I was born. And for the first time in really in memory, somebody has stepped up and done the kind of thing that Bob's been pushing for a long, long time. So we really wanted Bob to take a photo with this check for $600,000 for affordable housing. Let's give him a nice round. That's our program. Thank you all for coming. We really appreciate all you do. Please hang around, talk, eat. There's a lot of food, and take some home with you if you want. Or Bob, I don't know, take it table to table. I know it's been out. Thank you all for coming. Meeting is
grab that check.
Oh, just a picture with the big check?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
You can't go too high or lose some ideas.